singing during the singing time next to the preacher, I've actually had preachers back away from me and say, "You okay, Brother Allen?" No. Well, some of us don't have a good voice, but we do have a song in our heart. I believe we'd all agree that 9/11 was a horrific attack on this country. We'd all agree with that. It was a horrible thing that happened to all of us, and it will for the rest of our lives. It'll affect many other people also that aren't even alive yet. No doubt about it. But I want to talk about another attack tonight that I believe is going on every single day. The enemy is Satan. And I believe there's two institutions, especially, that the devil is attacking every day. The one institution is the church. And especially a church like this, because he doesn't attack every church. There are many churches where he's very comfortable with that church, because people are sitting there not hearing the truth. And he's keeping them blinded on their way to hell. But a church like this, see, he hates this church. He doesn't want your pastor to preach. He'll do everything in his power to stop him. He doesn't want the truth to be preached from this pulpit. And, of course, it has been now for 30 years. That's pretty good when he's only 35, isn't it? It's pretty amazing. But it has been preached from this pulpit, and Satan hates that. And so I believe he really has his guns on a church like this. And you mark it down. You know, I've been around a long time in evangelism. I've been in a lot of churches. And I've been in many, many churches that have had problems. And you can trace all those problems back to Satan and his attack. He's continually trying to split a church, divide God's people, and keep the gospel from going forth. That's why you as a believer, talking about every Christian here, and especially member of this church, you ought to love your church and stay faithful. And you're here tonight, so you're faithful. And I thank the Lord for that. There are many churches where, listen, I preach in churches where big Sunday morning crowd. I mean, huge. Come back Sunday night and wonder where all the people went. And you're faithful and you're here tonight. And thank the Lord for that. The other institution that he's attacking very powerfully is the home and the family. Because the devil doesn't want a Christian home to make it. And I'm sad to say tonight, many of them don't. And his plan is to split homes, split up husbands and wives and children and so forth and scatter them. That's part of his plan. He's succeeding in a lot of homes tonight. And there's a passage of scripture I want us to look at. If you'll turn to Ephesians chapter 6. The first thing I want us to see in Ephesians 6 is this unbelievable powerful attack, because I think many times we don't realize how powerful Satan is. Did you know tonight that none of us in ourself is any match for Satan? None of us. Thank the Lord, greater is he that is in us, the Lord Jesus, than he, Satan, that's in the world. But in ourselves, without the Lord, we can do nothing, and we're certainly no match for Satan. But look at this. If you look at verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." A brethren is a saved person. Verse 11, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places," describing this unbelievable spiritual warfare that's going on every single day. And he is attacking our homes. One of the most important commodities in our home that Satan is trying to wreck and ruin and destroy is our own children and our young people. If you think he wants one child in here tonight to go through their teenage years and be pure and right and decent and marry that way and raise a family that way, you don't know the devil. He wants, and I've seen this so often, young people that came from very good homes, but their life got wrecked and ruined out in the world. Well, that's all part of Satan's plan. That's part of his attack. He doesn't want young people to make it. And when it comes to the home and the family, I believe, just like the Bible tells us here about being strong in the Lord, the power of his might, I believe we can have a strong home and a strong family. I believe the responsibility is widespread. I don't believe it's just the responsibility of parents. In fact, I believe we all have a responsibility when it comes to the home and the family and realizing this powerful attack, Satan trying to divide everybody within the home and destroy our homes, even children and young people have a responsibility. In fact, in this passage, the Lord deals with them right off the bat. If you look in verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, there's several things about that verse. Number one, you see that word children? Well, I know how a teenager thinks. You know, they think, well, that's not me. You know, I'm a big shot. I'm a teenager. I ain't no children. I ain't no kid. Well, that word children actually means offspring. And I believe that would be talking about everybody in here tonight. So it would apply to a teenager just as it would apply to a young child. And this is what the Lord says. Number one, it's right for children and young people to obey their parents. But he goes on in verse 2, "Honor thy father and thy mother," which is the first commandment with promise. So it's not just obedience, it's also honor. And that's to go hand in hand. Now, we live in the day of the rebel. I think we're all familiar with that. There are many young people that are rebelling in homes and families. And I've seen it firsthand, working with young people for so many years in one church. I've knelt with brokenhearted parents, just as your pastor has. I've wept with them. I've seen their young people break their hearts. That's all part of Satan's attack upon the home and upon the relationships within the home and the family. But it's sad to see when young people rebel, because when they rebel against the home, when they rebel against the authority of the home, of mom and dad, ultimately what they're doing is they're rebelling against God, because there is a chain of command for the home. And the chain of command is not young people, parents, God. Neither is it young people, God, parents. Here's the chain of command: God on top, parents, then young people. Young people are supposed to fall in line with the chain of command. And here the Bible says, first of all, that it's right. And what could be more right?